one of the most popular hotels in the country right now is here in San Antonio, and it's named for a woman most people have never heard of. She ran a prominent brewery in South Texas for nearly two decades through some of the harshest times of the 20th century. TPR's Lauren Terrazas tells the story of the woman behind the Hotel Emma.
Sherry Kafka Wagner is an urban designer. She helped with the creation of San Antonio's Riverwalk. She's also fascinated with the involvement of women in the city's history.
I keep running across these stories of amazing women who've done incredible things, very necessary to the success of the city, who are not known, are barely noticed.
Like Ellen Quillen, who founded the Witte Museum, and Adina de Zavala, who saved the Alamo from destruction in the early 1900s. And Emma Kaler. If Kaler hadn't saved her brewery 100 years ago, there would be no Pearl District today. The remnants of that brewery are its centerpiece.
She had great sense of civic duty.
Emma Kaler and her husband Otto, a German immigrant, came to San Antonio in 1884. Otto became the president of the San Antonio Brewing Association, and by all accounts, it was successful. Beer was big. And then something happened that would change everything. Emma was injured in an automobile accident, and Otto hired a nurse to care for her. Her name was also Emma, and so was her friend, who she introduced to Otto. Otto had affairs with both Emmas, and one of them shot and killed him during an argument in 1914.
So Emma Kaler stepped up and took over the brewery.
Wagner says Emma kept the business going, and then a few years later, breweries across the state began to close with prohibition.
World War I is over, and so are America's days of legal alcoholic drink. Convinced.
But Emma said, I'm not closing. I'm not letting my people who work for me down.
So she redirected her brewery.
She started bottling water, orange juices, other juices. She started dry cleaning. She did a food service.
And she invested $1 million of her own money into the business.
She did not let one of her workers go.
Emma Kaler kept her brewery open, even after the great stock market crash of 1929 and the depression that followed. Ironically, the end of Prohibition helped the U.S. out of that depression.
At least 500,000 new jobs are predicted as the result of repeal. From keg and barrel.
But most of Emma's workforce was already in place, and she prepared to get back in the brewing business the moment she heard that Prohibition was about to end in 1933.
The minute that Prohibition ended, they were ready in the trucks, and they went out filled with beer ahead of everybody else.
And it took a while for other abandoned breweries to catch up.
And that's one way she established herself as the most prominent brewery in Texas.
The brewery boomed over the next few decades, even after Emma Kaler's death in 1943. Her nephew ran the business when it was renamed the Pearl Brewing Company. Pabst was the owner when the brewery finally closed its doors in 1999. The Pearl sat abandoned until a local developer bought the 22-acre property. Architect Jeffrey Fetzer remembers the first time he saw the remains of the brewery in 2002.
As a preservation architect, it was like a kid in a candy store.
Fetzer was amazed at the 19th century architectural design, arched openings filled in with bricks, and even the machinery used to make beer, like a rusting, red-painted ammonia compressor in the engine room that kept the brewing process at a constant cold temperature. It stands nearly 8 feet tall.
We basically just cleaned it up and sealed the machine so that the original paint job could be seen as we found it.
The engine room is now the lobby of a four-star hotel, which opened in 2015. The compressor was worked into the decor. So were the original wood rafters and the huge exhaust fans in the ceiling. The old brew tanks were converted into sitting nooks. Fetzer says most visitors are in awe the first time they walk in here.
It's so unlike most other hotel lobbies, where it's clean and pristine and shiny bright. This has a old world, aged look to it.
Sometime during construction, a name for the hotel was needed. Sherry Kafka Wagner says a group of people who used to work at the brewery were invited in.
They kept talking about Miss Emma, when they worked with Miss Emma and all the stories. All of a sudden, it was so obvious, the name Hotel Emma, because if it hadn't been for Emma, this place wouldn't have stayed and become a vital part of the city.
There's little written about Emma Kaler, and there's not much we know about her personality. Wagner thinks you can tell something from the few photographs of Emma, and one in particular.
She has a hat that's kind of pulled down, and she's grinning, and she's talking with the workers. I get the feeling she was a very kind person and a very people person.
Wagner is glad the hotel now shines a light on Emma's forgotten story. She even donated her book collection to create a library in the Hotel Emma just off the lobby.
There's essays in philosophy, books on American Southwest, San Antonio books, Texas books.
And maybe one day there will be a book about Emma Kaler. I'm Lauren Terrazas in San Antonio.